Okay, so this first scripture that I'm going to read is Ephesians 4, 7 through 13. Okay, when y'all get there, y'all can say amen. Okay. Christ gave each one of us the special gift of grace, showing how generous he is. That is why it says in scriptures, when he went up to the heights, he led a parade of captives, and he gave gifts to people. When it says he went up, what does it mean? It means that he first came down to earth. So Jesus came down, and he said, and he is the same one who went up above all heaven. Christ did that to fulfill everything with his presence. And Christ gave gifts to people. He made some apostles, some to be prophets, some to go and tell the good news, and some to have work of caring for and teaching God's people. Christ gave those gifts to prepare God's holy people for the work of serving, to make the body of Christ stronger. This work must continue until we are all joined together in the same faith and in the same knowledge of the Son of God. We must become like a mature person, growing until we become like Christ and have his perfection. So the title of my message is Let's Be About Our Father's Business. Okay. We know that Jesus came to earth to die for our sins. That's a given. You know, he paid the price for our sins. But we rarely hear what else he was sent to earth for. So what was Jesus' purpose for walking the earth? It was not for his own personal gain. We don't live for ourselves. We live for other people. So Jesus' purpose in Luke 4:43. You could write the scriptures down, but I'm going to go ahead and read them, so it won't take so long. But Jesus said to them, I must preach about God's kingdom to other towns, too. This is why I was sent. Okay, another scripture, Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for the wrong that we did. He was crushed for the evil we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him, and we are healed because of his wounds. Okay. I'm just giving you a few scriptures so you can see where I'm coming from. Okay. Luke 4:17-21 reads, the book of Isaiah, the prophet, was given to him. He opened the book and found the place where this is written. The Lord has put his spirit in me because he appointed me to tell the good news to the poor. He has sent me to tell the captives they are free and to tell the blind that they can see again. God sent me to free those who have been treated unfairly and to announce the time when the Lord will show his kindness. Jesus closed the book, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. Everyone in the synagogue was watching Jesus closely. He began to say to them, while you heard these words just now, they were coming true. Okay, one more. Isaiah 61:1-3. The Lord God has put his spirit in me, because the Lord has appointed me to tell the good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort those whose hearts are broken,
to tell the captives they are free, and to tell the prisoners they are released. He has sent me to announce the time when the Lord will show his kindness and the time when our God will punish evil people. He has sent me to comfort all those who are sad and to help the sorrowing people of Jerusalem. I will give them a crown to replace their ashes and the oil of gladness to replace their sorrow and clothes of praise to replace their spirit of sadness. Then they will be called trees of goodness, trees planted by the Lord to show his greatness. When people look at us, they should see Jesus. We should carry the fruit of the Spirit. We weren't sent here to judge people. We were sent here to show Christ's love. And if you love somebody, then you reach out and you help them. If you love somebody, then you tell them the truth. We are the church. We are the body, the bride, and the fullness of Jesus Christ. If Jesus was sent here to earth to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to set the captives free, and to feed the poor, and we call ourselves Christians, well, Christian means to be Christ-like. So even his disciples in Luke 9:2 and 10:9, Jesus sent his disciples and he told them to go out and heal the sick and to raise the dead and to tell of the good news. That's our duty. Right now is the harvest time. It's the harvest time. Literally, this is the season of harvest. But it's the harvest time for souls. What are you doing to help? The word says the labor, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So just like the song we just heard, the change starts within us. Anything that the Lord takes you through, he takes you through for a reason. He takes you through to help the next person. That's right. Anything that he gets rid of inside of you, he gets rid of it so you can help somebody else. That's right. He didn't send us here to every time you see an outreach going on or you God tell you to get up and go help somebody. He don't want to hear, "I ain't got time for that." Ain't nobody got time for that. He don't want to hear that. What if he said that to you? What if you said, "I need a bill paid." And he said, "I don't got time for that." He is looking for willing vessels. We have to be those willing vessels. Our purpose here is not self. Just like Jesus had to die, we have to die to ourselves. We have to die to flesh. We have to accept the will of God and be obedient at all costs. Everything we do should glorify him. We have to go and preach the good news like Jesus did. He didn't just sit and wait for people to come to him. We have to love each other unconditionally with agape love, not with, "Oh, well, I love you today, but you might get on my nerves tomorrow, so I'm going to hold a grudge because you hurt my feelings and you offended me." No. Get over it, let it go, and love like Christ loves you. Some people We've heard Pastor say this many times. The people that we help, they're not going to look like you. They're not going to walk around in $150 pair of sneakers and
with their nails done, and they're not. They're going to be broke down. They're going to be outcast. There is going to be in parts of towns that you might not want to be in. But guess what? Those are the people that are crying out. Those are the people that need to know that somebody loves them, that somebody cares. Those are the people that will appreciate just a simple hug. The change starts in our home. It will trickle into our neighborhood, in our communities, into the state, into the country, into the nation. But it has to start with you. When God created us, He created us with a purpose, with a good purpose, according to Jeremiah 29:11, to give us a hope and a future. He created everyone to give them hope and a future. He created everyone in His image. So guess what? Those people that need your help, those are your brothers. Those are your sisters. They need hope. Your story, your testimony can renew their strength. It doesn't matter what others think. It don't matter what others say. We are here on earth to show others Christ, to share our testimony, to love and be about our Father's business. Like I said before, this is the harvest time. We all know that Jesus is the living water. We have tasted and seen that He's good. He has been that living water for us. He has filled those voids, brought us from God knows where. So we have to pour that same living water. We have to pour it into somebody else. The one thing that we have to realize is that Jesus, He doesn't take a vacation from his job. So even if we take a vacation, guess what? There's somebody at the grocery store. There's somebody on the cruise. There's somebody at the beach. You always have to be ready to help somebody. Your preparation is what you done already been through, what you done already came out of, and what you might still be going through. Because as you're speaking to them, you might be preaching to yourself. So don't sit here and say, I can't help nobody. That's our purpose. Our purpose is the same purpose that Jesus had. He came to walk this earth to show us how to do it. If you need help in knowing what to do,
Read your Bible. Look at what he told the disciples. See how he told the disciples to do it. You will find everything you need to know in your Bible. I'm not going to say memorize your Bible because I don't. But he will give you the words to speak at the right time to the right person in the right situation. I'm passionate about helping others because I've been there. I've been without a place to live. I've been without food on the table. This year I didn't have money to get my kids stuff for school, but God sent somebody. And if he's telling you to get up and do something, get up and do it, because somebody out there is in need. Me, I help people because that's my heart. That's what I live for. But I have so many people in my family, they don't know God. And I know as I pour into somebody else's life, somebody is pouring into theirs. So if you're not going to do it to help yourself, do it to help somebody in your family that need to be saved, that need to know Jesus. Look at it that way if you have to. But it's time to get up and fulfill your purpose, the reason that you're here. It's not about you. It's about God. It's about his kingdom. It's about the souls that are crying out, that want to know Jesus, that want to have, that want some hope. They just need a little bit of help. It's about them. It's not about you. We're here to feed the hungry, to set the captives free, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. God has given us that authority. And if we're not doing it, what are we doing? We're coming to church, we're getting fed, and we're going home, living our life, and not helping nobody else. What's the point? It's not about you. It's not about myself. It's about God and his will. Matthew 25:35-45. That little girl that's waiting for somebody to tell her that she's loved, and she don't have to look for love in all the wrong places. She's waiting to hear that from somebody who's been there. That little boy who thinks he got to sell drugs to make it. He's waiting for somebody to say, no, you don't. It's Matthew 25:35-40 says, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was alone and away from home, and you invited me into your house. I was without clothes, and you gave me something to wear. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the good people will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and give you food, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you alone and away from home and invite you into our house? When did we see you without clothes and give you something to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and care for you? Then the king will answer, I tell you the truth, anything you did for even the least of my people here, you also did for me. Then the king will say to those on his left, go away from me. You will be punished. Go into the fire that burns forever, that was prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was alone and away from home, and you did not invite me into your house. I was without clothes, and you gave me nothing to wear. I was sick and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then those people will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or alone and away from home or without clothes or sick or in prison? When did we see these things and not help you? Then the king will answer, I tell you the truth, anything you refuse to do for even the least of my people here, you refuse to do for me. I don't want to be on the left. I don't think you want to be on the left. So we handed out some flyers. Jesus is hiring. It's a full-time position. We need more people sharing God's love for us through Christ Jesus. And like I said, loving somebody, you will help them through anything. All you have to do is repent, turn from your wicked ways. You don't have to be perfect. And believe in God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit, sent to comfort and guide us. You don't need an ID. You don't need a license. You don't need a degree. We don't do drug tests. No government approval is required. All you have to do is come as you are. God is God alone. Do you accept the position? And everybody that's saying yes, then some kind of way with the outreach here at House of Manna, I want to see you involved. That's good. Like I said, it is not about you. It's about God and his mission and about others. That's all I have.